talking about men's clothing, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Well, we'd call it a underwear. A lot of times, way back then, I don't do that much now, buy what's called a union suit, all made together on the bottom, and a pair of overalls, pants or something, a shirt. If it's colder, well, you put on a sweater, like I've got now, I've got on too much.
Yeah. What, talking about overalls, you know these things that cover you completely?
Yeah.
Is that something different? Or?
Well, they call them coveralls.
Right.
Yeah. I don't believe I ever bought any of them. No. I don't think I ever bought any of them.
Mm-hmm. Used to, did people have just one suit of clothes that they would save to go to a church in on Sunday?
Yeah, most of us, that's, we done well to have that. Mm-hmm. Probably mine was khaki pants and shirt. Mm-hmm. I didn't have no these tailor-made suits.
Did men ever wear coats to church, or?
Well, they didn't back then. They didn't accept it was cold enough to wear. But now it's kind of style that they wear the coat. And they, if you don't wear it, he puts it on when he gets there. Got air conditioning in the hot weather, and they keep it cool.
Right.
But most of the up-to-date folks, they wear a coat to church.
Mm-hmm, right. Did a man ever wear anything between his shirt and his coat?
Well, yes. They used to make them what you call a vest, a jacket, something like that. They're going to make them again now. Mm-hmm. They went out for years, but I see folks keeping up the style now. They're wearing that vest again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I see. I want to ask you about this expression. You know, if a girl is going out on a date and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror with herself, what would people say she was doing?
Primping.
Would they ever say that about a boy?
Well, I don't know. I imagine they did.
What about if, you know this big thing that a woman carries all her things around with her?
Well, call that a purse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But way back yonder when I come up as young, they didn't carry them like they do now. Mm-hmm. Little fellas from 3 or 4 year old on up now have got to have them.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't used to have them like that. Mm-hmm.
Could you have something smaller than the purse with a clasp on it, you know, to keep change in?
Well, they had a few of them. They had more that I seen as we call them pocketbooks. Mm-hmm. Little bitty, maybe something about like that, and push it together here and it snap together. Mm-hmm. I've got an old one in there now that belonged to my daddy laid up.
So men use those?
Huh?
Say men use those? Men use those?
Yeah, they use them. I don't know as a women folks. They might have had somehow a little something to carry along their perfume and their powder or something else.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't carry that though like they do now. They carry that once in a while, you know, they got to get to place very long, but they got to go to powder room, bathroom somewhere. Or where he worked their face.
Right.